Credit card companies are still trying to determine how much data was lost in the most recent incident reported of computer hackers getting into private files. They could include yours. MasterCard International reported the incident Friday. As many as 40 million credit card accounts for MasterCard, Visa, and others may have been exposed, though that does not mean that the hackers actually got into all those accounts. Rather, that they might have gotten into them. Evan Hendricks is editor and publisher of Privacy Times. That's a biweekly newsletter serving lawyers and technology professionals. Evan, exactly what did happen? Do you know?
We know that the people who did this were doing it for the purposes of fraud and for committing credit fraud and identity theft. We know that they planted some sort of code or script as part of a hacking attack on the inside that was successful. But what's really disturbing is how much we don't know and how much the MasterCard and the credit card companies don't know what's gone on in terms of how much information has been made vulnerable and how much is being misused. It shows that security and the privacy of average consumers is kind of the lowest priority in the system.
In the system, it's worth noting that these hackers attacked some kind of sort of middleman agency that massages and handles a lot of accounts for MasterCard and for other companies as well. This is just an agency that processes information, and I guess it kept more information than it should have.
Right. This is a credit card processor. They're the companies that link up, the bank that issues a credit card with the merchant's bank. You know, if you went to the store and bought there, their bank is going to link to the credit card issuer. And that turned out to be the weak link in the system, because this credit card processor has already admitted that it was violating security rules where they were not supposed to be storing this data on servers, and they were storing names, address, credit card numbers, and the three-digit security code on the back of the card, and that's pretty unbelievable.
This is how you can actually verify that it's your card, and that kind of information was there. That shouldn't be there.
No, it shouldn't be there, and in the underground hacker-slash-carter world, fresh information like that is going for $50 a pop, which, you know, potentially makes this a multi-billion dollar theft.
Well, we know, or we understand, at least I read in this morning's New York Times, I'll put it that way, that there are tens of thousands of accounts that they feel definitely were exported, but then there are millions and millions of other customers, and you don't know whether you're secure or not. What are you supposed to do?
As a consumer, you should call your credit card company and see if you can get a straight answer. Was my information affected? Unfortunately, you might not get a straight answer. And you have to understand that the credit report is at the epicenter of identity theft, so you want to take advantage of your rights to free credit reports under new federal law. And check your credit report for strange activity. There's three sections, and as we explain in my book, Credit Scores and Credit Reports, you can find out if there's early warning signs of identity theft. But the bigger picture is that there's too much of a burden on the individual to clean up the mess and watch out for problems in these sort of situations. We need a drastic upgrade in our policy that recognizes the importance of us and our personal data and starts putting people first, and make sure these organizations that benefit from trafficking in our personal data take the responsibility of protecting it.
Evan Hendricks, editor and publisher of Privacy Times. Evan, thanks.